www.thebeatsradio.com.
Your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Here, as we launch in hour two, we get right back into your phone calls. Coming up, if we get a chance, we'll tell you about how the government can't even successfully create a simple coupon without effing it all up. Let's go first, though, to Robert in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Hello?
In Florida. Hello.
Hey.
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hey. How's it going? From Tampa.
Yes, sir.
You guys are on the air here, so that's awesome. Well, not right now, but anyways, I was calling about last week. You guys had a caller that said that what if there were rival communities and people were taking things to extremes, like they were mutilating their children and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You remember that?
Yeah.
Well, you guys didn't come up with an answer that I thought was pretty, something that you guys would normally say, hey, this is how it would work. Like, anyways, the answer is basically, well, people generally want to do business with one another, right? And if there's a rival community doing, like, really bad things to their children, then, people will ostracize them, right?
Well, yeah, exactly.
They will ostracize them and they, and it's going to be hard to do business if everybody's thinking that you're a terrible, horrible community, you're mutilating your children and stuff. So
ostracism happens in the market every day.
And, the market would keep the equilibrium. It would keep communities from being too extreme.
So I think that's that's an excellent point. I think we did point out ostracization certainly at a an individual level, but certainly ostracization can go on as wide as is necessary.
I think ostracization is a little weak to fall back on personally.
Why? If somebody's doing something awful, you've no obligation to sell them food.
You have no obligation to. Absolutely not.
Right.
And I'll tell you, if I was running a little store, Mark's Convenience Store, perhaps I wouldn't serve somebody who came in with a swastika tattooed on their forehead.
Yeah.
However, I think that they can probably go to Walmart and get served. I'm interested in what Gardner said about ostracization working every day, and I want to hear that.
Well, I think this one issue goes to the very heart of whether people are willing to fully sign on to anarcho-capitalist free market societies, or they are hesitant and they're just one step away from grabbing the reins on this thing. I believe there are two things. I believe ostracism does work. It will work and has worked in the past, in the marketplace, for companies and business people who have bad reputations. They will not prosper. They may be able to eke out existences, but they will not prosper if they don't treat people properly and fairly. The other thing that I would mention is if we think that people can be trusted to vote to create a government system that will regulate their parenting as well as their neighbor's parenting of children, then why don't we think that we can trust those people, if they are the majority of the people, to be able to vote for this governmental system, which then will have its own unfortunate feedback loops and corruption and non-responsiveness? Why can't we allow these people to join up with private community organizations that would do the same thing voluntarily and ostracize those people that might do something else? I fall on the side of allowing people to voluntarily associate. If I think that I can trust somebody to vote for a governmental system that is less open and more insulated to the feedback that they need to have in the marketplace, I think the market would do a better job. You're still going to get a few mistakes, but ostracism, I think, would work just as we've seen in business all over the place.
Right. Like one whole community could just say, look, we're not going to do business with that community because we don't agree with them. And if they're offering a really good product, then that the bad community will probably change their minds at one point eventually, I guess.
Yeah, let's look at it. You know, for businesses, I'm not saying that there's any equivalency here or anything like that between trying to safeguard children and trying to safeguard millions of dollars or whatever. But for a big business, millions of dollars are extremely important. They go to outside arbiters in many cases that have good reputations. They handle arbitration outside the government sphere. They do negotiations with businesses. It is essential that they make good, important decisions and proper decisions for their businesses. They pass or fail based on that. So if we think that these guys are capable of making these million-dollar decisions every day, billions, trillions of dollars moves around with these types of reputational bases, then why don't we think that parents can and potential parents, married couples, voluntarily married inside their churches, not government, can form private communities that exclude others who don't agree to their rules? Now, there's one caveat here, and I brought this up once. I don't know what you guys think about this, but let's say you have a pro-life private society, and nearby there is a pro-choice private society.
Mm-hmm.
Would they feel it incumbent on them to invade the pro-choice private society to defend the people who can't defend themselves?
It's a good question. Yeah. Would they? I don't know, because they'd end up dying. So, you know, how much is it worth? How much is their crusade worth?
Yeah, typically we say, look, private police forces would do a job for people, and those individuals who form the private police forces would know that it would be in their best interest not to attack their neighbors because economically they'd be ostracized. But what if they were driven by something else, ideological, religious, something like that? I happen to think we don't see that sort of thing happening very often. When you hear these examples of guys shooting abortion doctors or something, it's so rare that
sure.
I really think that you would come up with a system where they would leave their neighbors alone and they'd say, you know what?
Hopefully they would see the value in that, but I could understand that there might be some people that would get together that would hold that particular viewpoint in such high regard, you know, the anti-abortion viewpoint, that is everything they sort of create their world around, and they could very well get violent as a result of it. We know that right now they would like to use the violence of the state against those who seek abortions, so perhaps they would have no objection to initiating force on those that they disagreed with. It's certainly a possibility in the realm of the free marketplace,
mm-hmm.
But they, you know, then at that point they would have to foot the bill themselves. You know, for any sort of effort that they wanted to get into to control their neighbors, they would be the ones that would be paying every single dollar, every single moment along the way. And when they lost their lives, then they would be paying not only in cash, but they'd also be paying the ultimate price to try to force their viewpoint on their neighbors.
And another thing about wars, because that's essentially what you're talking about. You're talking about war between communities.
Yeah.
You know, wars are very hard to perpetuate in a society that doesn't have fiat currency. Basically, you know, the vast majority of wars that we've had in the United States have been based on fiat currency, the printing of money by government dictate, not backed up with gold and silver. Our money isn't backed up these days.
Which is why they would lose.
That's why our economy's in the crapper right now, because of this Iraq war that's cost more than World War II.
Robert, any other thoughts for us?
I love your show. I've been listening
for
about 2 years.
Excellent. Thanks. Thank you for the call tonight. We go to a different Robert. This one's in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
All right. Well, you guys are kind of talking along the lines that I'm calling about. Just general philosophical questions. For instance, you spoke of warring societies or communities. But I don't hear you addressing much the question of just downright evil found in a lot of people. Like, even if you don't have competing societies, you'll have individuals that do things not based for based on profit motives, but simply being evil, like rape, child molestation, that kind of stuff. So, if you have, well, let's go back to the general mutilation example you gave. Who would enforce the judgment against the parents of the girl, should she win some kind of arbitration or some kind of whatever, like public hearing or something?
Now, I think there's some problems with this with the concept of free market courts, but I think that the question you're bringing out is relatively easy. Is when you bring somebody to arbitration, likely they would be
they have to agree to the terms.
They would have to agree to the terms and you know, ahead of time.
It'd be all a priori.
If the parents are operating on some kind of misguided philosophical religious motive, why would they even agree to the terms? I mean, the moment you knock on their door and say, hey, your children have been complaining about you, we got to settle up on this matter, they could just take out the guns and start shooting. Now you've got a war.
Well, then they're dead. See, this is one of the things. You're skipping over some of the assumptions under this paradigm, which is that individuals would be joining a society based on the rules that would be worked out. Now, it would be difficult for us to come up with a whole series of rules, but just like the marketplace comes up with rules for people just on their own accord and going to restaurants.
But isn't establishing rules
then creating government?
No.
Why not?
Good questions here. We'll continue the discussion in moments. 800-259-9231. Also, what would the incentives be for someone to enter into arbitration in a case like that? We'll talk more about that in moments. Free Talk Live.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and red lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage food. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and those features include the bulletin board system. We've got over 350,000 posts. There's a lot of stuff to talk about, from fun stuff to serious issues. You'll find it all. for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
If you don't have a will set up or a living trust, living will, you're opening your loved ones up to all kinds of trouble with the government. And you remember the Terri Schiavo thing, and you know what was the other? What was the gal with the had the reality TV show that recently died, and her child?
Anna Nicole Smith.
Yeah, that was a big mess too. You can go to LegalZoom.com. They do all those things. They do them quite cheaply. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. They're not lawyers there, but they do handle legal documents that, you know, everyday legal documents. That's LegalZoom.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We go back to Robert in Canada talking about free market arbitration as far as a situation where parents might be doing something uncalled for to their children, and you know what could be done in a situation like that. What if those parents, when they are told that they're being invited to arbitration, what if they just say no? What if they don't want to go to arbitration? How would that situation be handled? And it's a good question. And Gardner, you kind of used the answer of, well, they would have a pre-existing agreement to be part of society. But
it has to be a little bit more in depth than that. See, what's happening here, and this often happens when you start talking about anarchistic or anarcho-capitalist societies, is once you start posing the idea that people can voluntarily form societies, someone will hear it, and then later on you'll get back to the conversation and someone will say, well, what if one of the members of that society acts in this way and doesn't care about arbitration? Well, you know, the ostracism that comes about is a built-in mechanism. And yes, you will have a potential of having some, you know, crazy loons sign on to the voluntary society and then not conform to the rules. But those societies that don't have a structure for policing voluntarily, so they're not going to survive. Those that operate efficiently with honest people will survive. And, of course, the difference between that and government is it's voluntary. Government is not voluntary.
Okay, isn't government basically, if you look at the most abstract definition, isn't it simply the entity or the group of people with the most power to project?
No.
No, it's a group of people that are threatening others in order to get their way. They threaten people with violence. They're men and women that do business at the point of a gun, essentially. But I'd like to better answer, in my opinion, a better answer besides just suggesting that there would be, you know, these societies that people would voluntarily enter into, because then right. You could still have someone that chose to not enter into any of those societies and was living in a society of one.
Right.
And, you know, the question still remains, and I think, Robert, it was a great question, of, you know, what do you do if that person is not responsive to someone saying, I'm taking you to arbitration, if they don't want to go? Well, if you don't want to go to arbitration, then it's clear. It seems pretty clear right on the face that there's something wrong with you. Like you can't even, your position is so indefensible that you can't even go to arbitration in order to defend yourself. So you'd immediately have a reputation hit. You would lose reputation because you would not honorably go to arbitration. And reputation would be, I think, a very important factor in everyone's lives in the free market society. Because if you don't have good reputation, then people aren't going to want to do business with you. And
I agree with that point. It's just that listening to you for the last little while, and I know you speak about insurance playing such a vital role in a free society, it seems that after some time, give it 50 or 100 years, there's the potential for insurance companies to grow into the role of government, and then people complain not about their premium.
That can't happen. You can't
pay too much in premiums. And
right. You can't grow into the role of government. In order to do that, they would have to stop being a voluntary group, and they would have to start using force on people. So there's no level at which you get so big that you become a government.
Right.
As long as people are free to take their money elsewhere and patronize the competitor or start their own competition, then you can't possibly have government.
McDonald's hasn't knocked out Burger King, hasn't knocked out Wendy's, and you know, I'm not trying to be flip on this, but I think you have posed some very, very good thoughtful questions. They're really, really essential questions here, and Ian has answered these perfectly. I think the ostracism that occurs causes, or bad reputations causes, people to be ostracized over the years. As long as there is an open marketplace, and of course that's the subtle difference, the stark difference between government and private marketplace, there is always the possibility for competition, for honest dealers. And if you're finding that the people you've been dealing with for 50, 100 years are starting to not do what you want to do, then then you'll turn someplace else.
And think about how I'm sorry to, I mean, I don't want to slight you at all, Robert, but really the idea that a company that had been serving its customers so well for decades, I mean, you said like 50 years, so imagine that, you know, you have a company that is offering whatever the product is, insurance or protection or whatever, you've been offering it on a voluntary basis, and you've been satisfying customer after customer after customer, satisfied. They've been bringing in new customers, and your company has been growing and growing, and the only way you can grow a company like that without having a government to protect you with a monopoly barrier, the only way you can grow a company in the free marketplace is to satisfy your customers. So why, after 50 years of satisfying your customers on a voluntary basis, would you all of a sudden decide to start enslaving your customers? I mean, that just doesn't follow, dude.
Would that be like Pinkertons, for example? They've been around for, what, 100 years or more, and they're still in the business?
Yeah, they're also Pinkertons. They do protection services. Another thing that should be pointed out here, and I'm with you, Robert. I'm a little skeptical of this of what they're talking about. But you'll notice in the free market that choices become more abundant, not fewer. If, for instance, when they came out with cell phones, there's these arduous, disgusting plans that cost $1 million, an arm and a leg. And
the cell phone itself was like as large as a house.
Yeah, and all you've seen in that industry is more service. And more things that customers want. Now you can send videos, and you can pay minute by minute if you want to. You can put it on an anonymous card, and all kinds of things. So free markets provide more options for customers, and I think that's a protection against these insurance companies growing into governments. And the other question you have to ask yourself is, yeah, the possibility exists that these insurance companies could have wars with each other and grow into government and that kind of thing. But how much worse is it than what we have today?
Good point. Good point. Uh-huh. Just that when I listen to you, I'm right on the brink. I got a large family myself. I have a large sphere of influence and a large association of homeschoolers. Mm-hmm. I'm not kidding. My immediate relations are numbering into a couple hundred, and we're at the point of discussing like a total dropout of the system because we see
sounds great.
Immoral. Like we listen to your Free State project stuff about New Hampshire. It's New Hampshire, right?
Yes.
And I'm right on that threshold of like going from a socialist right into an anarchist.
Well, here's something that might help push you over the edge. Go, when you get a chance, go to book.freetalklive.com and download yourself a copy of The Market for Liberty. It's a great book. It was written back in the 70s by Morris and Linda Tannehill. We turned it into an audio book. It's available for free download. If you don't like that idea, you can get a PDF version of it printed out or just read it on your computer. Anyway, it's a wonderful book that really outlines a lot of the ideas about how market arbitration can replace the government's so-called justice system, and that private, market-based protection services can replace the police, as well as other free market solutions to the problems that we have today that were all created by the state. Thank you for the call tonight.
You.
We appreciate hearing from you. That's book.freetalklive.com. Grab yourself a copy for free and enjoy, because it is one of, I think, the most important books of my lifetime, at least. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com as we will continue with your calls here shortly. Just a little bit more discussion about the idea of arbitration and incentives and reputation. You have to imagine for a moment, just to go back to what Robert's point was earlier about the issue of, well, you want to take someone to arbitration, but they don't want to go. What do you do in that particular case? Well, certainly no one could be forced to consent to something like that in a voluntary society. However, in a free market world, what you would most likely see is built-in incentives in the system, whatever that would be, that would be created to incentivize people. Look, you better go to this arbitration or else this is going to happen. And what I suggested earlier was that their reputation would be damaged. Now, in order to envision reputation, maybe think of like credit scores. It's not quite a parallel, but it's a similar concept where you've got a credit score based on what you've chosen to do with your money and how you spend it and, you know, whether or not you were honorable and you paid your debts and all that. Mm-hmm. And similarly, the reputation score would say, well, does Gardner Goldsmith hold true to the things that he says? Is he an honorable man? Has he paid the debts that he said he would pay? Has he, you know, come through honorably on the contracts that he has signed? And if it turns out that you haven't done those things very effectively, your reputation score will not be so great. And then when somebody is looking to do business with you in the future, they know that in order to protect themselves, they need to check out the people they're doing business with to see what their reputation is like.
You know, over the weekend, Ian, I was talking to somebody just that point, and we were talking about eBay. eBay and online sellers all over the place have to have that reputation. And you're absolutely right. In a marketplace like that, you would make your riches by having a better reputation. And yeah, there are always going to be bad actors, and some of them are going to try to squeak through. But hey, look at it. Let's look at it this way. If we can't convince you to come over to the free market side of it, to the anarcho-capitalist side of it,
mm-hmm.
just compare which one is more insulated to try to get changes done and which one would be less insulated.
What are we comparing?
Government would be much more insulated to getting changes done, and the private marketplace is much less insulated because the marketplace needs to have that feedback of people's satisfaction. The government doesn't.
Well, one thing I know is for certain is the marketplace will provide what people want, and you can believe that one thing that they desperately want is they want justice and protection.
Yeah.
Are we getting it with the current society? Well, you know,
not really.
Somewhere near half the murders go unsolved.
I think it's more than that. It's more like 80%.
And whatever the number, it's unacceptable,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And
they're good at catching those speeders.
You know, when you do get something stolen from you, it's rare that the cops return that thing to
right.
you. And certainly not in the intact. And when the guy finally goes to court for it, likely the only thing that happens to him is he goes to jail. He
doesn't have to pay back.
There's no restitution. So we have a very inefficient system for making people whole currently.
Yeah.
I don't know how the marketplace would solve it. And, likely it would feel very much like the laws we have today, that you absolutely positively can't go around murdering somebody, and if you do, the hammer of justice will fall on you, and the
likely instant justice if
right.
you keep doing it,
and yeah. and the justice that you get will be extraordinarily unpleasant for you. In the olden times when we didn't have the wealth in society to be able to incarcerate people for crimes that they committed so that everybody had to pay in order to keep them in a cell for God knows how long. They gave up a great deal of their wealth. You know, there's something called Wehrgeld, in the some old systems, and in the Old Testament you had to pay for you had to support the widow and children of some guy that you killed accidentally or on mm-hmm. purpose or whatever. So societies often had things like that, and I think that we have a very inefficient system with incarceration, where convicts, they don't work that much. Having been in prison, I'm telling you that inmates don't work that much. Their labor's lost in this bureaucratic sort of counting of bodies, warehousing of bodies.
Things would be very different in a world with arbitration, in a world with reputation ratings, to where people would want to keep their reputation good because they would understand that the consequences would be that they may not be able to find a decent apartment to rent. They may not be able to find a decent job. They may not be able to have, very many friends if they don't have a good reputation. So it would completely change the incentives. If somebody comes to you and says, I'm taking you to arbitration, of course you want to go to arbitration, especially if you're innocent, because you should be able to easily prove that, and you should go to arbitration even if you're guilty, because then at least you're trying to be honorable and looking forward to making good on the wrong that you did, thereby possibly at least retaining some of your reputation and not losing as much as you might, because certainly in a free market society there would be companies that would make it their business or private charities or whatever to help help people, bounce back and get a good reputation again.
You know, Ian, I think one of the best examples of it is private banking versus government banking. You know, everybody looks at some sort of sound currency as one of the most important things that you could possibly have for society to flourish. The society, of course, understood by the Enlightenment thinkers as being that which we create ourselves through voluntary association as opposed mm-hmm. to government. So we have to have that, and of course the Founding Fathers made the mistake to put it in the hands of the government, and what have we seen? If we had private banks, what would we see? Private banks have an incentive to be transparent, to show people what they have in stock, if they're issuing currency, to make sure that it's redeemable, if they're issuing it on fractional reserve, make sure it's redeemable up to a certain point. All of those things, they have to be open. What more important thing for the flourishing of society can you ask for than a stable currency that people can trade amongst themselves? You don't need government to do it. You can do it privately because those people who do it privately have that incentive to make sure they're open. And they can be big, big banks. But the minute they start messing up, people are going to say, I'm not going to work with them anymore.
Exactly, and that totally changes everything. Let's continue with your phone calls and talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee, on the Amp Line. Hello, Gene.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I want to share with you guys my master conspiracy theory, the mother of all conspiracy theories.
But all right.
First, I'm going to answer your inevitable question as to why we should care.
Okay.
Because I know it's coming. So I'll answer it ahead of time.
It depends on the conspiracy theory. Some are relevant.
Why we should care is because we need to know the enemy's tactics. And this is something that's been handed down through generations. You look in the writings of Solomon. You look in the writings of the Chinese warrior Sun Tzu. You look in all those writings. They've always said that in order to defeat your enemy, you have to know your enemy.
Yes.
So that's the only reason that you want to research conspiracy theories and figure out what the enemy is up to. Now, my mother of all conspiracy theories is, as I've said in the past couple times, the truth lies somewhere in the middle. It's not all the way to the extreme theory. It's not all the way to the other side that there's no such thing as conspiracy theory.
Mm-hmm.
It lies somewhere in the middle. Now, if I am one of, say, 100 elite people who are involved in trying to get my influence passed throughout the world and to try to gain more money and power by doing so, one of the tactics I'm going to use is I'm going to send agents in to the conspiracy crowd and make them look like wackos by just going way off to the edge.
Okay, you know? Interesting.
So all these guys that are saying, well, we got space beams and holograms in the sky and stuff like that. And it's possible that things like that could exist, but it's very unlikely.
All right.
So you've got the enemy, say the CIA, that would send agents in to disrupt the conspiracy theories because they don't want the real conspiracy theories to get out. So they disrupt it by throwing a wrench in the works.
So you're saying the mother of all conspiracy theories is the infiltration model of conspiracy theories?
Infiltration of the conspiracy crowd to make them look like they don't know what they're talking about, of course.
They've done a fine job of that, let me tell you, Gene. I know you might have more. Hang on, 800-259-9231. I thought he was going to say the Federal Reserve as the mother of all conspiracies, because that one's pretty big.
Yeah.
I have to disagree with him. I think the Fed. More coming up. Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forgo the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at orgonproducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S., though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom. HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then AMP. Become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com for as little as $3 a month. It's money that we take into the program and reinvest. We, for instance, get on more radio stations around the country, also around the world, now on in Tobago and Trinidad, as we understand it. And so it's money that helps us spread the message via the radio. It also helps us talk about liberty and freedom on the Internet, get more Internet listeners on board, and do some other neat stuff. You can see what we're doing with the money at amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up to get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details at amp.freetalklive.com. Speaking of the AMP call-in lines, we go back to Gene, the Christian anarchist. You're back on Free Talk Live, and Gene, you said the world's largest conspiracy is that the conspiracy theorists themselves have been infiltrated.
Yes, and the way it works is, and I'm sure this is the way it is, but I have no proof, so you're going to have to, you know, take it with a grain of salt. But of course, there's only a few people in on the main conspiracy. But then what they will do is, you know, not everyone, for instance, in the Bilderberg group is in on the conspiracy, but they use the Bilderberg group and Skull and Bones and these other organizations to recruit members into their elite crowd. So they will use those groups and the people at the
So you're saying that the Bilderberg isn't even the highest of the hierarchy. You're saying there's some sort of ultra-secretive group that recruits from those groups.
Of course. I mean, there can only be a small number of people in on it because, like you say, if there's too many people in on it, they're going to be exposed. But the way they would, say, infiltrate the conspiracy crowd is even the people that are infiltrating the conspiracy crowd may not know what they're doing. They're simply being funded by a friend of a Bilderberg member, or maybe a low-ranking Bilderberg member will find some guy who's got a really wacky theory and say, yeah, you know, I really encourage you to put that out, and I'll even give you some money to do it.
Yeah.
So the people themselves don't even have to know what's going on.
Gene, now we both know that the marketplace abhors a vacuum, and it would seem to me that if there's a Bilderberg group that's attempting to control the world, and to some extent being successful, then there would be, you know, the vacuum would be that there is another group out there to compete, or more, one or more groups out there to compete with the Bilderberg Group. And, you know, let's say the Bilderberg Group is the Jewish, you know, people that want to control the world. Wouldn't there be, you know, white, regular WASPs that want to control the world? Wouldn't there be, you know, Asians that want to control the world? Where is the African Alliance that wants to control the world? Maybe they would be split up on, you know, different planes. You know, maybe it wouldn't be race or geography that would split them up. But who knows? What kind of explanation do you have for that?
Well, it's human nature. You're going to have factions that are going to be fighting amongst each other. You're going to have people struggling to take control. You're going to have people stabbing each other in the back. This is all human nature. You can read it throughout history. So, yes, of course, all those things are true. You're going to have them doing that. So it's whoever's got the most power at the moment, the one who's taken the reins, so to speak, from someone else. And I'd say that from what I've seen in my lifetime, there is no doubt that there are conspiracy theories, and they do try to, for instance, steal the money from the middle class. And Ron Paul talks about how the Federal Reserve is responsible for stealing the money from the
middle
class.
Yeah, I would say that, well, they steal money from everybody. They steal money from anybody that's got Federal Reserve notes in their pocket. And I would think that would be the world's largest conspiracy myself. And, Gene, thanks for the call tonight. We certainly appreciate hearing from you. Kind of an indictment against the movement of the conspiracy theorists. And not that there is any sort of official movement out there, but to suggest that there's this infiltration going on, which I agree. I mean, certainly it makes sense. We know the Libertarian Party was infiltrated by people that wanted to take it over.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't the conspiracy movement be infiltrated by people touting misinformation?
I don't doubt for a second. I believe conspiracies occur. I mean, they're obvious. They occur all over. It's the subset of conspiracies that I would put under the crackpot conspiracy theory label that
they're controlling the weather,
the alien, you know, the
lizard
aliens are, you know, in our government trying to take over, you know, those kind of things. They're somewhere between you know, the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus.
Well, as if the conspiracy crowd wasn't paranoid enough,
Bigfoot is real though.
Right, as if the conspiracy crowd wasn't paranoid enough, this, from what Gene is saying, actually gives them something to be even more paranoid about. And we'd actually seen some of this in the conspiracy crowd, where they get the idea in their head that one of their fellow conspiracy nuts is actually an infiltrator, actually some sort of CIA plant. And then what you end up getting is you end up getting this finger pointing within the conspiracy movement. So, for instance, there are these radio shows out there that are like all conspiracy all the time, just, you know, every nut job conspiracy you can imagine.
The marketplace abhors a vacuum, and so of course there needs to be a radio show to fill that.
And some people in the conspiracy movement have taken to accusing their radio show hosts of being CIA plants, and it just never ends. I mean, you can always accuse somebody else of being a CIA plant without having any sort of evidence, and so as a result of that, they just end up pointing their fingers at one another. And where does that get anybody? It doesn't get anyone anywhere. Not that the conspiracy movement's going anywhere. Anyway, it's just it's all a colossal waste of time to me, though I don't want to deny that there are conspiracies. It's so hard to draw a line as to where you think that the real conspiracies end and the fantasy world begins. I mean, it's easy for us to say, okay, lizard men, that's nonsense. Federal Reserve, that's the real deal. I mean, there's real solid evidence there. But in between those two extremes, there are all kinds of different conspiracies. You know, everything from JFK to the 9/11 thing. And the real thing, the issue for me is the amount of time that people spend on this.
Yeah.
They spend so much of their free time doing their research on these conspiracy theories, and it doesn't amount to anything.
And, you know, also, Ian, I think sometimes even people who believe in conspiracy theories, let's say, you know, the 9/11 truthers or things like that, they might have some evidence that is on their side. Where does it get them ideologically? Some people, they'll say, I'm against the government, therefore. Are you against the government that is in charge, or are you against government on principle? Do you understand
the
dynamics?
Usually it's the former.
Yeah, and so...
Right. As evidenced by Rosie O'Donnell and many Democrats that are on board with the 9/11, conspiracy
right.
theory. And the conspiracy theorists will take, you know, recruits from wherever they can get them. But however, yeah. I think, you know, what you've got here as far as recruits are you know, they're bad apples.
Right.
Because all they're going to try to do is put Clinton, you know, Clinton-esque type, you know, operators back in the government, and then you're going to have Ruby Ridge and Waco again.
Well, a lot of the people in the conspiracy crowd believe in the concept of government. They believe that... well, these government people are evil, but if we just elect Ron Paul or, you know, somebody else, that then we'll have good government. And they believe that they believe in the concept of government to the point where they believe it's just a matter of putting the right people in the right places.
I think we
right.
have a lot That's better government if we put Ron Paul in place.
It would still it would still hurt people, Mark. And I understand that you might point out that it would hurt less people less often.
Sure.
That may be the case, but that still doesn't mean it's good. It can never be good. Government, by its nature, cannot be good.
Well,
it's a fallacy that
before
the...
you go on, using your reasoning here, suppose that a no-government scenario, free market, anarcho-capitalism or whatever terminology, voluntarism, suppose that system came in place and it was voluntary and people got to choose the sort of self-government, organizations that they wanted, but more people were hurt by the system. Would it then be more evil than, say, a Ron Paul small government?
Can you give me an example of how that would be?
No.
How could more people get
in the free market
situation? That goes back to David Hume's utilitarian idea. David Hume, you know, the greatest good for the greatest number. Unfortunately, he didn't really institute enough protections of individual liberty there. The whole utilitarian argument sort of falls apart in a way. If people are you could have a voluntary society, I argued with a friend of mine, of masochists who will live on an island and will have no protections whatsoever. If they are all voluntarily involved in this, then no problem. You know, if they're all going to kill each other, I'm not involved. I have no problem with that. You could have a potential situation of voluntary society where children have problems, but again, I think relying on human nature, you're not going to see that.
I called it ludicrous because you can't come up with a real example.
It's not ludicrous.
You can't even begin to hypothesize about it.
Let me hypothesize for you.
Go ahead.
How about personal liberties? Personal liberties, say, you know, making it difficult for a policing organization to search my home for evidence, and, you know, a situation where, you know, a society grows into something like female circumcision where it hurts children. Male circumcision is currently the norm. You know, there's scenarios here where absolutely a free market system could possibly hurt more people.
No, it's not possible because everyone is victimized by government. Everyone is victimized by the state.
For one, yeah.
Okay, you have to give me a good example.
I'm talking about physical and quantifiable harm, not everybody has to do what
more
the state
coming up,
says.
You can take control. Bring up anything. You'll have to explain yourself better in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm explaining myself just fine, thanks.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of Joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.